So this is just another little picture of that biomagnification thing. And it's emphasising that man is not immune from this picture at all. So we have got low concentrations down here at the bottom of the food chain, up to 0.4 ppm, up to 1 ppm in the fish, up to 6 ppm in the cormorant, and up to scary levels and eagles and things like that that are munching on lots of cormorants. I'm not sure why people, well, people are not eating cormorants there, which is probably pretty good. I don't think that tastes too good. Now, there are two routes that the chemical can get into, the organisms floating around down the bottom and the organisms floating around the top. You can have the organism actually deliberately actually sucking that material through their structure. So the gills of fish, for instance, contain fatty tissue. That compound then will be going into the lipophilic tissue in the gills because DDT is a lipophilic compound as well. The other route is obviously ingestion of an organism lower in the food chain, which has incorporated some of that compound due to passing the water through its system. And the latter is particularly responsible for these massive increases in concentration as you go up the food chain. For instance, with DDT, way back when, in the 60s, human breast milk had 10 ppm of DDT. That was because these massive quantities were being applied on farms. It was a background throughout the food chain,